But the Quakers was nice.
Yeah.
Which was a dairy place.
How do you mean?
Just big, huge, high ceilings, you know, and the garden then, like, we're kind of at the, it was in a bit, and you were isolated.
So how would you get in there? What was the entrance?
Oh, we had, the big door was never open. Okay. The main door, the side door would be open, but they had the bell on the door and you could ring the bell, you know. And then it, beyond that, then, of course, you had all the doctors, the dispensary then. You had all the doctors, and there were about 8 doctors, about 4 on either side. It was like a big hall with rooms off of it. And you had benches outside of the doctor. And you just went in and you queued up, no appointment. But every area then had their own doctor. We had Dr. Cagney. But there was a Dr. Morden there then, but he would be for another area. Mm-hmm. But that's how you got your medicine then on the way out from the chemist, a little hole in the wall. And if you wanted a cough bottle, you brought your own cough bottle. But I can't remember how you got tablets. It wouldn't surprise me if you got them in a matchbox, you know. But you queued up then for that.
Yeah. And where would you get your bottle?
Oh, you bring it with you from home. It wasn't a bit like today. But we survived.
Yeah. And what was the waiting room like, where all those benches were?
The waiting room for the doctors?
Yeah.
Oh, it was a big hall. Big hall with 2 or 3 benches outside each doctor's door. And you just sat on the bench then and you took your turn going in.
And was it a high?
Oh, it was a big high.
Yeah.
Should they have it all divided? No, the Southern Health Board have it all divided. But it was like one big dense hall.
Okay.
You know, and you had 4 doors, 4 rooms there and 4 rooms there. But you had about two benches outside each door. And you just sat there then when you went, there was no appointment.
Yeah.
When you needed, you knew when the doctor was there. But then if you had to call him, he would come. I have to say that now. We had Dr. Cagney, he was abrupt, but a very good doctor.
And you were able to call him as well, were you?
Oh, we were. Yeah. We were able to, but don't ask me how we called him. Yeah. I have no idea. But I know Mark Cagney was related to him. You know, he was on TV3, Mark Cagney.
Oh, yeah.
He retired there lately. Okay. No, he could have been his grandson or his great-grandson. Because I'm going back like 80 years. But he retired there lately, so he was our doctor, but he was fabulous. Very abrupt. You'd be afraid, like. You wouldn't ask him questions.
No.
Oh, no, the glasses would be down there. The glasses would be there.